Hachana preparations for Pesach for Yontev Tashin Megimo with her Melech Biderman from his beautiful new Haggadah, Lunish Bali Nishmas, Esotila, Bas, Rav Gabriel Pinchas. Five ideas with the Melech Biderman, some in the Haggadah, some not. And he quotes the Imre Chaim, beautiful idea of the Imre Chaim, is Yontev this later this week, Tess Nisan. The Imre Chaim tells us, we know the Halacha tells us in Shulchan Aruch, Tachav Tess, Ein Noifim Al Pneim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. A person does not say Tacharon all the month of Nisan. But says the Imre Chaim, excuse me, a deeper word understanding from these words, Ein Noifim Al Pneim Mechod Rosh Chodesh Nisan means not just to not say Tacharon, but to not walk around looking, Ein Noifim Al Pneim. Don't look sad. Oh, I have to get ready for Pesach. I have to get rid of the chametz. I have to kash in my kitchen. No! What a schus. Don't let all the hard work put you down. Rather, see them as a gift. See them as a schus. See them as mamish, a gift from the Rabbonu Shalom. Idea number two that Ramelech brings down from the Basayin. In the same theme. The Basayin says that there was a maestro. The Basayin lived in Tzfat. And we know that Ramelech is very connected to the Basayin. He always has a big thing for the Basayin's Yurtan, and I believe he's down Yud Af, Yud Beis Kislev. What happened was, right before Pesach, they wanted to repaint the Beis Midrash, to fix up the shul in honor of Pesach and honor Yontov. The Rebbe said, no, wait for after Yontov. And they asked him why. And he said, you know, sometimes before Yontov, things get a little crazy in the house. And sometimes the mothers, the wives, need the husbands to leave a little bit, and then they go to the Beis Midrash. He said, the Beis Midrash has to be a place where people feel welcome. And not that they're making any bit of a hardship, and a smell, and people won't come. And there's a possibility that maybe, then one of the homes, one of the people might feel the Yitzhar was in danger of winning. And then that comes to feelings of anger. Certainly a true Ovid Hashem would excuse himself in that situation and leave the house and to not get angry and come to the Beis Midrash. We need the Beis Midrash to be open. We need the Beis Midrash to make sure that it's a place where they could come feel safe. Because the Yitzhar knows how important and how crazy, how holy these days are. The Rizal says one of the main avodas that we're thinking about during B'diyas Chaz B'yur Chametz is to get rid of the Mid of Kas. That's what we're trying to get rid of. That's the whole Yontif. All of the rush and all of the buzz and everything. You know, whether you're traveling, whether you're making Yontif or not, you have these eight Zaharas. But says the Imre Chaim, Ein Noifim Panim Rosh Chodesh, don't look downcast. Oh, another Pesach. Oh my gosh, I can't do this. No, it's Chos. And the Basayin would tell us the Beis Midrash. Tell us when to leave, when a person has to excuse himself. Maybe it's a little too much going on in the house. And I just want to add in this Meister from Rav Avadya, number three. Rav Avadya brings down, this is Erev Sukkos. A beautiful Meister, he writes in his beautiful Sefer, Anaf Eitz Avos, which my friend Rabbi Kasura tells me it's Rav Shechter's favorite Sefer, Pirkei Avos. Rav Avadya writes a Meister from Yevchel Michal Zlatchev. He's very, very poor, one of the early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, Sukkos Yogan Aleinu. What happened was, is that he had a very, very special pair of tefillin. And unfortunately, they were very poor. And every single day, his wife would ask him, "No, we got to sell them." And finally came Pesach, came Sukkos, and he saw his most beautiful Esrog, and he sold the pair of tefillin. The Rabbi said, comes home and sees that the Esrog is there, and says, how did you buy this? He said, I sold the tefillin. She took the Esrog, put it down on the table. What happened was, you can see like in a movie, the Esrog was a puzzle. And it says to Michal Michal Zlatchev, he turned his eyes to Shemayim. And he said to Bodhisham, the same Bodhisham wants me to have a Priyat Sadr. Same Bodhisham wants me to have a beautiful Esrog. Hashem, how many realize the same Bodhisham wants me not to get upset, not to get angry? And he was Basimcha. And that night, the first night of Sukkos, his Zayda came to him in the gym and said that because he didn't get angry, he didn't get upset, he didn't get nervous with his Rebbetzin, he was Zocha to have, he never had to worry about money for the rest of his life. Yetzirah knows the Erev Yontif, especially Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, especially Erev Pesach, when to get things going, when to get people upset. We have to do our best to make sure we don't get upset. And we don't walk around, Ein Noiflim, Al Panei Hashem Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to walk around with a simcha. Rav Melech doesn't bring this down, but I felt this is very appropriate. How do you stay with simcha? By thinking and really living for others. Beautiful idea from the Vilna Gaon. The Parsuk says that Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, two psukim that says the word matzos, one word with vav, with matzos, and one word does not say matzos. Shivas yaman tochal matzos, v'yamashichag la'ashem, matzos yechel ishi v'asim l'erecha chametz v'erecha sochah b'chol v'lecha. 7 days you shall eat matzos, 7th day for Hashem, 7 days you shall make sure matzos be eaten. Says the Vilna Gaon, z'chosir g'aleinu. Why is the first one say matzos mem tzaditof without a vav? And the second matzos yechol yishemesher matzos are eaten. It's with a vav. Says the Vilna Gaon, a beautiful one of my favorite Devar Torah. Matzos with a vav. Sorry, matzos without a vav. That's for you. Matzos tochal matzos for you. But for you, it's gonna be chaser. It doesn't have to be the best. Matzos yechel. You have to make sure matzos are eaten. You have to make sure other people's yontif are full. Other people's yontif are besimcha. That's with a vav. That's male. That's with a vav. Because that's a person can never be done. For yourself, a person has to be a sameach b'chalko. But for others, a person has to realize you always have to go above and beyond for everyone. Above and beyond. And then we'll end off this maisa. End off our maisa. Rav Melech Binyamin brings down from Rav Dovid Oliver. Such a beautiful maisa. We said it over. We got to say it over again. It was a few days before Pesach. And a yid came into Rav Dovid Oliver, Rav Melech's shpacha, very hungry. And the Rebbe busied himself getting ready for the Seder. And what happened was he had fresh matzahs. He was ready for Yontif. And he gave it to him. The Rebbe said, looked at him alarmed and said, why are you giving him the matzah? Give him something else. Why did you have to give him specifically that? Rav Dovid Oliver said something so beautiful, which I think is very appropriate for our what we're learning today, about realizing I'm caring and kind, being kind, and especially before Yontif. The Pazik says in Parshas Bo, Ushmartim as a matzos. You should watch over the matzos. From Rashi we quote, we know, Kedech she'enach mitzin as a matzo, kach enach litza mitzah, and baliyah mitzah liyadcha asa oso miyad. Right? In other words, matzos is the same word as mitzos. Should guard the matzos, atuke matzos ela mitzos. When a mitzvah comes to your hand, don't push it off. If the Pasuk chose to tell us within this mitzvah of matzah to act immediately, so too when a hungry Jew comes to your door and I have matzos for him, I can't hesitate. I have to do it in the best way possible to make sure to care for others. This is what Rav Melech is telling us. Before Yontif, you want to know how to stay besimcha, thinking about others. Thinking about all the work. Thinking about all the poor people. The Rambam says, you know what true Simchas Yontif is? It's not Simchas Kreisel, the Rambam says. It's the real Simchas Yontif. Simcha caring about others. So remember this from Imre Chaim. Ein nofal panim rosh chosh nisan. Doesn't just mean not to say tachanun. It means to walk around with a simcha. Remember that Basayan. The Basayan didn't want to redo the paint in the Beis Midrash because he wanted people to know that the Beis Midrash is open. If anyone needs to come, need to get out of the house a little bit to come, the Beis Midrash is an open, loving place. Remember this maestro of Ravaji, quotes from Michal Zlotchev, who's Ezra Kifel. The Rebbetzin put it down, and she said, the same, the Rebbe Moshe wants me to have a beautiful Ezra. Hashem, help me, you want me to not get upset. Help me not get upset. The first idea from the Grove, I'd say matzos without a vav, then with a vav. Because matzos versus meshers, matzos tochal, for yourself, doesn't have to be, it's chaser without a vav. Matzos yachal, you shall be eaten. With a vav, you can always do above and beyond for others. Never enough. Matzor of Dovid Oliver tells us. Dovid Oliver could easily say, Shemartim is hamatzos. Atuk matzos el mitzos. Guard the matzos, which means guard the mitzos. The mitzos comes to your hand. You have to do it the best way possible to make sure to be besimcha, to be kind and caring, go above and beyond for others before Yontif. Like the Rambam says, real simcha, real true simcha Yontif is thinking about others. Thinking about us, maos chitim. To thinking about others. When we're thinking about others, that is the ultimate way to be besimcha bez Hashem Shkoach.